Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to your Dunamis Life. This is Catherine Pearson. I'm the birth educator and wellness coach here at Dunamis Center Ministries. At Dunamis Center Ministries, our mission is to bring praise, honor, and glory to God by building Christ-centered, heart-connected marriages, births, and families who have deeper relationship with God and each other. And I am here with my co-host, Pauline Dillard.
Welcome to the show, folks.
Welcome, Dr. Pauline.
Yes, thank you. Do you want to tell them why you opened the show today?
So, my special guest today is Dr. Pauline. We will be talking about Dr. Pauline's new book that has come out, Won't Somebody Please Hear Me?
And the subtitle is, I Am Happy I Have a Healthy Baby, It's the Rest of It That Sucks.
Thank you, yes.
And, you know, it was kind of like a touch and go on that title, but then so many people who had had the birth traumatology syndrome told me it was perfect.
Oh.
Yeah. And so I thought, well, you know, as a Christian, sometimes you kind of debate your wording a little bit on something. But it became apparent that even like the Christians who have suffered this, they felt like it just nailed what they've been trying to tell people.
Good.
So we decided to buck the system and go with it.
Give it a nice long subtitle.
With a punch at the end.
There you go. There you go. So, well, let's jump right in. Why don't you tell us, just generally speaking, we'll get into specifics later, but tell us generally what the book is about.
Well, the book is about understanding and working with yourself, mainly, who've been through a traumatic experience.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll get information, you'll get insight, and you'll get understanding on how to have hope and healing from this.
Well, right off the bat, that sounds great.
Yeah, it is great.
It sounds needed, for sure.
Right.
Tell us something about what you experiences you have been through that Brett led you to want to write this book?
Well, it started out back in 1984, and that was when I actually had my first baby, and I know it shocks everybody when I tell them it was not a cesarean. It was a natural birth. It was a long, difficult labor, but I had all my babies naturally, so that really surprises people when they realize the insight and the connection I have to the moms who've been through this trauma. And then I became a birth educator, and
mm-hmm.
I started noticing right away that women who had been through a very traumatic birth experience were actually speaking the same language as sexual assault survivors.
Oh.
And so it's really been since the late 80s, early 90s that I really saw that connection.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, I don't want anyone to have to feel that. So even as a birth assistant or a childbirth assistant, I worked very hard to help the mothers to not have a cesarean and to have a successful birth experience so they could avoid all of the trauma that goes with that.
Right. So trauma not just, you know, it may not be sexual assault in nature, but it had the same characteristics.
It hits the same spot in a woman.
Wow.
It's birthing is a very sexual experience.
Yeah.
It involves all of our sex organs, hello. And
right.
When somebody manipulates and controls you when you're in an extremely vulnerable place, physically, emotionally, spiritually, it violates the very core of who you are as a woman.
Yeah.
Which is the same thing sexual assault does.
Mm. Wow. So tell me more about... Tell me more about your qualifications. I mean, what other...
You've
done a lot of research on this, haven't you?
I have. So, I'm sorry, I kind of lost track of where we were going. So, okay, so I started out as a birth educator and a childbirth assistant, and I saw all of that going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went into, my own parenting and teenagers and kind of got out of it for a little while. But I always knew in the back of my mind that one day I would probably go to graduate school, and that one day I needed to really seriously look at this more from a studied mind or a researcher's mind and not just from this is what I'm seeing.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I did with one of my graduate studies, was to really look at how are moms and dads, you know, reacting to this, the moms in particular. And then I did I sorted the research for depression, like just normal is the mom just depressed, or is she actually having trauma? There's different symptom patterns for that.
Okay.
Did they have it before they had the baby? Did they have it because, did we see levels go up with the, like a cesarean? And what did we see in moms who birth naturally?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, are there a percentage of moms who birth naturally that come out of it feeling traumatized? Just as much as...
Probably, yeah.
So what came out of that was that 28 to 30% of the moms who had cesareans had this full-blown sexual assault trauma response.
Okay.
Which is the same numbers for women who have sexual assault.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody is going to be traumatized for life. Some people, everybody's different on how they integrate it. And so when I saw that, I thought, that is really significant, given the C-section rate just kept climbing and climbing and climbing until we've hit our 34%.
Yeah.
So when you look at a mom, a dad, and a baby, just the three of them, we're looking at over 1 million people every year are impacted by birth trauma.
Yeesh.
In a very negative way. So that really concerns me when we think about healthy families, even in the church, healthy marriages,
mm-hmm.
and the impact that has on it. And then I also looked at religious background. Now, the book is written from a Christian point of view, but I didn't talk about this piece actually in the book specifically,
mm-hmm.
that Christians aren't doing any better than anybody else. The numbers did not come back that they were better able to heal and integrate their experience than people who were not in the church.
Mm-hmm.
And that really was sad to me.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like you started from a place of just really wanting to care,
yes,
about these women who were going through a hard time. And then you took that experience and did some clinical research and kind of put some numbers and some,
yes,
reality to it.
Right, right. And then back in the day when I was doing the labor coaching, one of the things that I knew, and now even though I already have my PhD, I never stop reading. I mean, you guys know me, that I'm constantly,
yes,
looking for more and looking for what's going on. And I recently read something that confirmed what I was observing, and that was that a positive experience following a trauma can help the person better integrate the trauma. So when people are looking at, why is it so important for this mom to have this natural birth, why doesn't she just schedule another cesarean, it's because she's trying to integrate and overcome her trauma.
Mm.
And so that piece isn't really talked about in the book either. Sorry, I know you were supposed to talk about the book. But it just confirmed for me the importance of us to look at what's in the book, help the mothers accomplish that level of healing so that they can then process into having a positive experience with their next birth, which really does tend to, for lack of a better way to say it, erase some of the trauma base of, mm-hmm, what they went through with the cesarean. Not, it never goes away completely.
Sure.
But it can kind of help them with going forward in a different place and feeling healthy and strong.
Right. Probably the emotional strongholds are not as strong.
Yes.
Muted, sort of.
Yes. And you know, and the book talks very much about, we're body, mind, and spirit. And all three parts of us are impacted, and all three parts have to be integrated. So the emotional impact of having been traumatized by a cesarean, because manipulation and control is a very big piece of why a lot of moms end up on the surgery table getting their belly cut open.
Yeah.
And then we look at how the body systems react to that and how the hormone systems react to that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we look at the spiritual impact of, what does it tell me about myself? How do I now define myself? And how do I now define who I am to God?
Right.
Because that's when I was talking about how Christians aren't doing any better than the world. They're coming away disappointed, hurt, and angry with God because somehow he's supposed to magically protect us from everything because we're Christians. And when we aren't magically, quote unquote, protected from things because we live on planet Earth and Jesus said we were going to have to deal with the trouble of Earth in, mm-hmm, John 16:31. Right in there.
Mm-hmm.
It just kind of throws a lot of people's fear to place. So you were right, Catherine. That's where the enemy comes in and takes advantage of that, wants to magnify it, wants to disrupt our relationship with ourselves, with our body, with our heart, and with God.
Did you find that the Christian response to trauma was actually maybe even worse? then because of that spiritual component?
It could be. And because if our faith is in, if our belief system is in a God who meets our vending machine requirement, it shatters our belief system. Now, I don't want anybody to be offended by that comment, because I know I've plugged in my orders a time or two in my life and been disappointed by God.
Sure.
Really, I'm just disappointed by myself not understanding the nature of God.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it very much rattles the foundation. But what I actually found was anybody who had any form of a strong spiritual belief system,
no matter what it was, okay,
it kind of shattered it at the same level.
Wow.
What disappointed and saddened me wasn't so much that as Christians our foundation is shattered with it, but that they were not doing any better on the healing process.
Right.
Wow. Because now they're not connecting to Jesus.
Yeah, I guess if I were to think about it, I don't know that there's any scriptures within the Bible that say, okay, ladies, so after you've had a traumatic birth, here's how you get over it.
No, there's not. Sadly, other than Jesus says, I will be there with you in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Paul says we should comfort others with the same comfort with which we've been comforted.
Mm.
And unfortunately, the church is not good at that.
Right.
Mourn with those who mourn, not good at that either.
Mm-hmm.
And because we may be uncomfortable with ourselves and maybe even our own past trauma, or maybe we dealt with the situation similar in a different way, we don't know how to just sit and hear the heart of a hurting person.
So true. So true. So I'm curious, have you seen any other book like this on the market?
Well, people are really starting to talk about birth trauma because with our high C-section rate, we're seeing, of course, just the numbers are astronomical.
Yeah.
As I said, we're looking at well over 1 million people a year impacted every year. So you take
sad.
A decade, we're talking like about 11 or 12 million people.
Wow.
And that's a huge number of people who are walking around with a form of a post-traumatic stress disorder that I call birth traumatology syndrome,
mm-hmm.
or BTS.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I do that, Catherine, is because first I wanted to identify that the birthing experience itself led to the trauma, traumatology,
mm-hmm.
which is our whole body's involved. And it's a syndrome, not a disorder. I don't want people walking away feeling like there's something wrong with them because they're traumatized and the other mom who had a cesarean is not.
Right. And it's not a permanent thing, or hopefully it's not.
Well, I think sometimes we always have our experiences, and the trauma doesn't have to remain a permanent thing as far as our spiritual self or how God will use it. And so when you're asking, like, how is this book different than anything else out there? Number one, it is a book that does include Christ in your healing.
Okay. Good.
So there's a lot out there. There's a lot of information in it explaining how BTS works, why you may do or be saying certain things or behaving in certain ways. But my goal is to get moms to understand that they are behaving perfectly normally for what they've been through.
Mm.
Okay, now, where's our real healing going to come from in that?
Right?
Yeah.
Good question.
Right. And so most books out there that talk about this are either directed towards the professionals,
okay,
like me, you know, the psychologist, the therapist,
counseling professionals,
or they're directed towards the birthing professionals in some form or shape. And every once in a while, you know, we might like stumble across a YouTube video or something where somebody mentions it. You know, you have those little 2-minute clips people put on YouTube.
Right.
And they might mention that this is becoming a problem, and then they finish up with something simplistic like, oh, just get out of the house more. And you're going, and Sharon's here with us, she always is, and she and I look at those and we're just like, that's going to solve everything, just go for a walk.
Well, I wonder if people would dare say that to a sexual abuse survivor.
Well, we do say to a sexual abuse survivor, you need to get out and get some exercise.
But is that the only thing?
Right, as a piece of it, not as the whole answer to it. It is a piece of the physical process. It is a piece of getting those stress hormones to you know, process through your system and not be locked in the muscles anymore.
Right.
And so exercise is a piece of it, but it's not going to, you know, cure the whole thing, and it's not going to make you suddenly Mother of the Year, which none of us are anyway. It's not going to heal your soul, and it's not going to heal your spirit.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, let's take a quick commercial break here. Can you give us like the details about the book, about, you know, just how we can get it and the cost? And
so at the moment, it's available through the website, dunamascenter.com, and Dunamas is dunamascenter.com. And you can order it there, and it's $11.95 plus shipping. If you use our Early Bird FB as a coupon code, it'll be $10.
Early Bird
FB.
Yeah. Okay.
Facebook. I don't have any other coupon code set up, so I'm going to let you have that one. and that'll get you the book for $10 plus shipping.
Okay.
It's available now. We have it in the office. They delivered. It's in our hot little hands.
Yay.
So if you order it, it's ready to go. The other is if you see me out in the public. Now, that's another piece. You know, Catherine, that I do go out and I speak. And the speaking is linked to the book as well, and I talk about a lot of what we're talking about today.
Mm-hmm.
So
good. All righty. Well, I would say let's get into some of the specifics about the book.
Okay.
So you started talking about the what we would say the voice of the book. So who is it written towards, would you say?
The voice of the book is written for the moms.
Okay.
And the dads would get a lot out of it too. But the voice is more for the moms. There is a little section on how BTS, there's a chapter on how it affects the dad and other people.
Good.
It does affect even the birth professionals that are there, your doulas, your midwives. It affects other family members sometimes. It affects other kids in the household. But the primary trauma, the dad is there, whoever was there, and there might have been friends with you. So there is a chapter that will address that the impact is just as great for them and how that operates. But, it took me a while to write the book, Catherine, specifically because of, you know, what voice do I want to use?
Sure.
Because I do both things. I work with the parents and I work with counselors.
Right.
To train them how to work with parents.
Right.
And so there was a, you know, real moment of, you know, we joke in the church about, you know, come to Jesus moment. And I had that moment with where do you want me to go with this? Do you want me to direct it to the professionals?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you want me to direct it to the family and the moms.
Mm-hmm.
And it was absolutely clear he wanted it to go to the moms right now.
Okay.
I can write a book for the counselors later, but there's a lot of those kind of books out there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the moms don't really just have something they can just pick up, have in their hand, go, oh my gosh, that's what I'm doing. Somebody gets it.
This is what I needed.
And this is describing exactly what I'm going through.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's not just a book about, oh, here's what you're going through, you know, which some of them are just that.
Right.
You know, so then it goes into your stages and steps towards your healing.
Okay. Would you be willing to share some of those?
And well, we, you know,
a
that
a little bit of detail. I know we don't want to give away the ending of the book.
But No. You can buy yours at dunamascenter.com and get the ending of the
book.
There you go. But basically, what happens is you've got to really understand what you're going through. So there's this really good foundation of how this body-mind-spirit interaction happens,
mm-hmm.
the thoughts that can go with it, the actions and behaviors. Then what we all want to pursue is what we now see in psych studies and in counseling and stuff that we call post-traumatic growth. None
okay.
of us wants to be stuck by a definition of I'm a trauma survivor.
Right.
We want to know that we can grow beyond it. And
right.
I think you sort of mentioned that a little bit earlier, you know, so you can get over, you don't get over it, but you grow beyond it.
Yeah.
So there's steps in there of how do I grow beyond it? There's the nutritional steps. There's the addressing your automatic negative thinking, the steps for that. And we know as Christians that our healing almost always comes when we can really walk through forgiveness.
Mm.
So it's all the steps of how to really walk through forgiveness and how to pray through it and how to really get reconnected to your source, which is, you know, our relationship with Jesus Christ.
Right.
And so if the trauma has knocked you off the rails on that, what I can tell you is you can come back into a strong relationship with God, but it is going to be from a completely different perspective than you had before. And let me tell you, that's not necessarily a bad thing.
I was just going to say, that's probably okay.
Right.
To some degree.
You know, and that's where we talk about the Dunamos life here a lot and on the radio show. And that's what the Dunamos life is about, is it's like learning to grow beyond our experiences. But when I say that, I don't want it to be a platitude. You know, we hear it from the pulpit all the time. Learn to grow beyond yourself. You learn to trust Jesus. And you're going,
give it over to Jesus and put your past behind you.
Right. And yeah. And we get kind of almost flippant in the church about it.
Yeah.
And yet we are talking about birth traumatology syndrome cutting the core of the person open.
Mm.
And we're just supposed to get beyond it and give it to Jesus. And then nobody tells you how.
So I'm thinking of a metaphor here. Would that be like, say, it struck me that my metaphor is a little silly.
Okay, that's okay.
But I'm just imagining. So let's say the OB that's doing that cesarean cuts open the mom,
mm-hmm.
takes the baby out, and then does nothing to suture her back up, give her pain meds. Is that kind of...
That's not silly at all. They're doing that in the physical, but none of them are doing it in the emotional or spiritual.
Right.
So what's happening...
So basically, they're making this huge cut, and then they're just leaving it...
And that cut isn't open. Just a physical cut.
Right.
That's what we're saying. It
right.
is a spiritual cut. It
wow.
is an emotional cut.
Yeah.
And so what the OBs are seeing is a mom who is grateful she has a healthy baby.
Yeah.
She's got all this ambivalence. She doesn't know what she's thinking or feeling. She has to tell herself a story to integrate it. And the story is usually a deception. And it's almost like telling yourself a lie in order to live with it.
Okay.
And the lie is the doctor had to do that to save my baby. So then that leads to, I should be grateful to the doctor.
Yeah.
Okay, so they go for a 4-week, 6-week checkup. And they're telling the doctor, thank you so much for... assaulting me.
Mm.
Now,
right.
This is where I have to put in the disclaimer. I am not saying every cesarean is not necessary.
Right,
please
right.
hear me. I am not saying that. But it's 5% or less of what we see. We have a 34% cesarean and 5% or less of moms
needed.
Having babies actually needed it.
Right.
So we've got a big, you know, 28, 29% of those cesareans were coerced through emotional blackmail most times. And
yikes.
I know. I listened to the stories because, you know, aside from my marriage intensives, which we have talked about a little bit off and on here in the center, I get the moms in my office and I will spend individual time with those moms, the trauma moms, the stillbirth moms and dads. But eventually, it's all going to go the same place. Connecting with Jesus. And learning how to pray forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And learning how to let go of the pain connected with the bitterness.
Right.
That is the piece that a lot of people do not talk about, is that you have to acknowledge truth.
Right.
The truth is, I'm angry, I'm hurt, I feel like I've been ruined. You know, and family and friends are going, oh, why are you ruined by a cesarean? Can't you just look at that beautiful baby and just be happy? Well, the fact that you absolutely love and adore your baby and you're happy that they're healthy is a completely separate issue from I'm a person and I feel assaulted.
Right. I just had my spiritual, emotional,
physical
stomach, sliced open
right.
with no plan to heal, with no steps, no
right.
process to move forward.
So... Catherine, you've been with us on, you know, we go to different birthing events and this and that. And sometimes there's panels of midwives and doctors there to ask questions and answer questions.
Mm-hmm.
And you've heard it. I've heard it. We've all heard it. But the moms, the OB saying, but the moms are so grateful to us for the cesareans. And I'm usually sitting in the back trying not to fly out of my seat. I've been pretty successful so far and not, you know, just grab them by the neck because you're not getting them 6 months later when the trauma hits them. I am.
I was just going to say, 4 weeks, 6 weeks after, they may sound grateful, but 3 months, 6 months, a year later,
10 years, 15 oh. years, because nobody's ever listened to them
oh.
and heard their story.
Oh, that's fun.
And, you know, you were talking about that earlier when we were prepping, that one of the things we see in Jesus' demeanor is he would sit and listen to people,
mm-hmm.
you know, and hear their heart before he told them what they needed to do about it.
Right. There's no, I can't think of any biblical scripture where Jesus interrupts anyone or says, well, that's, you know, why are you asking for that? Or maybe he's asked that, but he doesn't interrupt anyone. He listens.
Right. And he may have asked, do you want to be healed?
Right.
I think that's a fair question. I ask clients that sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, what does it mean to you to have your symptoms? You know, because it keeps us from having to be responsible before God to be a more mature Christian. You know what I mean?
So, yeah.
But at the same time, you know, I get to be the victim and everyone should feel sorry for me. But I'm going to tell you, Catherine, the majority, I have yet, I think, to meet a cesarean mom who's healing from cesarean trauma who wants to be that victim.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah. You know, but people think she wants to be that victim because in the beginning of the book, when I'm talking about signs and symptoms, they're not understanding their reactions and people will say things to them like, why do you want to think that way?
Well, what made you think I wanted to think that way?
Oh, you know, it's so fun.
Ah.
That's usually my response. It's so fun to be totally caught up in negative thinking.
Right.
Like any of us want to be thinking that way.
Right.
But nobody, you know, the Bible, a lot of people like to quote the passage in the Bible, take your thoughts captive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. How? Well, the book is going to teach you how.
Oh, yeah. So I'm curious, you were mentioning that the voice of the book is for the moms.
Yes.
Would other people, like career providers, you said dads would find it helpful. Would it be good for someone who knows someone who's been through trauma to read through it? And
I think so, because they would definitely understand the nature of the body-mind-spirit interaction and why their friend or family member is behaving and sounding the way that they are.
Yeah.
It would give them a much better foundation. But the voice is directed at, you know, I'm talking to you, the mom.
Mm-hmm.
But you could listen to that and it would be fine.
Yeah.
And I think that professionals, counselors and midwives,
mm-hmm.
should have it as a resource available to their clients.
Yes.
You know, I go to counselors groups now and I'm having counselors say to me, I've got this client now who's talking about this cesarean trauma and I'm not really sure what to do with it. Give her my book.
Yeah.
You know?
That is great.
And then you can go through the steps with your client. Mm-hmm. You, as a counselor, will even be able to work some of those steps with the client very easily.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I think it was a good choice to go for the mom voice because anybody can really read it and relate to that.
Sure.
In some form.
Sure. Well, and like you said, even if, you know, if it's a professional, a counselor or a birth professional, they can gain some perspective on what the mom's going through. And
absolutely. Absolutely.
And how maybe how to talk to them through, you know, by using some of your words.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Right, exactly. And how do I just support the process?
Right.
You know, it is for the moms. Here's the process. Here's what you do. But if I'm a friend or a family member, it'll give me what I need to help support the process.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, we are about out of time.
Of course.
So I'm going to give the contact information again so people know how to reach us here at the Dunamoth Center. So on Facebook, you can search Dunamoth Center Ministries. Again, Dunamoth is spelled D-U-N-A-M-A-S. On Twitter, go to @YourDunamothLife. We would absolutely welcome an email if you have more questions about what Dr. Pauline was talking about or anything related. Please email us, dunamothlife@dunamothcenter.com. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Dr. Pauline or if you'd be interested in having her come in and speak to you about this, she's a fantastic speaker, so it'd be well worth your time. The number to reach us is 719-231-7183. Dr. Pauline, do you have any other comments in closing?
No, I just agree. You know, we're on the road a lot, and if you're a small grassroots organization, call that phone number and talk to Sharon, and maybe if we're on the road, we can stop in and you know, check.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, I'm Catherine Pearson.
And I'm Dr. Pauline Dillard.
And we will look forward to talking to you next time.